Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So over the weekend, Lee, protesters on Friday burned a stack of Bibles and American flags in front of the federal courthouse in Portland, which to me is further proof that the rioting has nothing to do with the death of George Floyd. What does the Bible have to do with that? What does Christianity have anything to do with any of that?
Yeah.
And it's got everything to do with, you know, destroying the Judeo-Christian values that shape the U.S.
Right. No, that's pretty much what Marxists are after, right?
Yeah, they pretty much always abolish organized religion. They don't like any competition, and they want to be worshipped. So that happened over the weekend, and that's not surprising. I mean, let's remember what these two groups stand for. This is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter. Her name is Patrice Cullors. She's talking about the other co-founder of Black Lives Matter when she explains what they're really about. You won't hear anything about racial equality in here, by the way.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
Yep, trained Marxists. Okay, what about the other Portland organizers? What's their goal? Let's have this woman named Lilith, who has led the protest in Portland since 2018, including the violent takeover of the ICE building there. Let's hear from her. What do they stand for? It's all about George Floyd, right?
As many of you know, my name is Lilith Sinclair. I am an Afro-Indigenous, non-binary local organizer here in Portland, organizing for the abolition of not just the militarized police state, but also the United States as we know it.
So, abolition of the United States as we know it. They are a trained Marxist. We know what Marxists do with religion when they get power. So what does the Democrat leadership have to say about this? Well, Jim Clyburn, our own Congress member here from South Carolina, he's also number three in ranking in Democrat leadership, who last week said that the violence in the Black Lives Matter movement was actually the Russians. Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they
white
were dressing...
Supremacists, yeah.
White supremacists. Yes, Russians and white supremacists. They were dressing up as black people. And some white people, too, because these mobs are more white than black these days, which is what kills me. But anyway, and saying, no, it's not them. It's Russians and white supremacists, right? So they asked Jim Clyburn about burning the Bibles over the weekend. He said that was no big deal.
Everyone's for peaceful protest. They're burning Bibles in Portland instead of holding them on the bridge like the peaceful protesters did in the 1960s. How do you make that comparison?
People, everybody's got their own religion. And so just because somebody may believe in the Quran, that's their business. So burning a Bible doesn't do anything about burning down a federal building. I don't know if I've seen it. Maybe you all know something I don't know. What federal building has been under threat? Who attempted to burn in a federal building? What I saw...
It's been unfolding in Oregon, with all due respect, Congressman. You may not maybe watching other networks. It's been fireworks, Molotov cocktails, explosions, attacks at officers, night after night after night.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is that incredible juxtaposition I keep talking about. That if you're going to be a liberal, somehow without your psyche shattering and your head exploding, you have to believe on the one hand that there is no violence, and at the same time that there is violence, but Trump caused it.
Right.
You have to believe both those things. So we heard that from Jim Clyburn. He actually acknowledged the violence 2 days before and said there was violence, but it was just the Russians and the white supremacists. Now he says there is no violence.
And that the white Black Lives Matter activists are actually white supremacists.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Are connected to Russia.
Right. So today there is no violence. But there was, he was acknowledging the violence 2 days ago, but blaming it on somebody else. Meanwhile, over the weekend, they finally sent the Oregon State Police in.
Right.
So that the federal agents don't have to come out to prevent them from burning the building.
Because they only come out at night.
Down. Right. Well, that's when they try to burn the building. So, see, that's why that is. Okay, so Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, who's one of those whose agency is housed in the federal building that they have tried to burn down night after night after night. Maybe Jim Clyburn ought to talk to him.
Yeah.
Here's what he said. For the first time in 2 months, his agents didn't face being burnt alive for a couple of days. It's kind of nice.
Last night was the first time, first time in over 2 months that federal agents didn't face a direct and immediate threat of being burnt alive inside that federal building. The reason for that was because the state stepped up and partnered with us and actually took away the ability for the anarchists and these violent individuals to attack the federal building and the courthouse at will from a park across the street from city property. That partnership together now has made that entire area significantly safer because the federal agents are doing their job and the state is doing their job. And that partnership, when it's together like that, works.
So will the federal agents be, could they be back on the streets of Portland, or do you now expect this partnership to hold?
So that sounds weird. Depends on who hears that. So I want to make it very clear that protecting those federal buildings is a federal responsibility under Federal Protective Services and the U.S. Marshals. They'll be there forever.
See, that question was wrong. The federal agents were not roaming the streets of Portland.
No.
The federal agents were on federal property. That, in other words, is taxpayer property, a federal government building that we taxpayers of all the 57 states, as the previous occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue would refer to this country, paid for. Okay? So those federal agents were doing their job. They were not patrolling the streets of Portland. So that question is out of order.
Yeah, and they didn't begin, doing any of that in terms of defending the building, which they had to do every night from federal property, until they started attacking the federal building. Before that, they were just attacking state buildings, the state justice building. And so when they turned to the federal building, I mean, honestly, the expectation of Ted Wheeler and the leadership of Portland, the Democrat leadership, was that they would just be allowed to burn it down.
And see, all it took was for the city and local government to actually do its job. When they took down the staging area, which had been used, that so-called park where the peaceful protesters were, that was being used as a staging area to, start those incendiary and those fireworks attacks and other things that were being lobbed at the federal agents there at that federal building that they were trying to burn down. When they took out that staging area, this stopped. It was just simply the city not doing its job.
Yeah. And again, the contrast to the job that, the city police, our police here in Greenville did this weekend, forming a blue wall, literally a blue human wall around that Confederate statue over the weekend. You can see the picture of it in the Greenville News. It really is quite something to look at. And they blocked the statue from being ripped down. The protesters, at least in the flyers they had put out, I have a copy of one of them, had said they were going to rip it down.
Well, I'm sure that the opponents of that statue being there are going to use that as showing this is proof that the law enforcement are protecting Confederate statues, when actually what they are doing is protecting the rule of law.
Yes, that's it, the rule of law.
This is what is at stake here.
And that's what I've been saying. Look, there is a process to go through to take that statue down. It's a very arduous one. It's not easy. You have to change the law to do it. But you folks are the ones who keep telling us, Democrats, I mean, that this is a democracy. Well, get to it.
Yeah.
Have the debate. Go through the process. Change the law. Make the argument. That's what we do in a democracy. We do not rip things down because we don't get our way in a democracy. You're right, Lee. This is nothing about the content of the statue. It is about rule of law. You don't just get to go bully your way through violence to whatever it is you want this week. Because you know what? This is exactly how it goes. You let them rip down the statue, and now what? They're standing on the police chief's lawn calling her a pig and demanding her assassination, which is what happened in Seattle. That's why you have to stop this mindset at the statues, or the violence will simply escalate. That's what the police were doing this weekend. And man, I felt bad. I don't want to say bad for them, but what a position to put yourself in, right? Yeah. Can you imagine looking forward to that shift? You know you're going to have to go out there. You know you're going to have to stand in front of that statue. And you know that you really can't deploy, forget your gun, that's out of the question. You really can't even use pepper spray or a taser if somebody gets violent, because it may ruin your life. So all you have to use is your body, and you hope they comply. Fortunately, 5 arrests, no violence, a lot of arguing, which is fine. Debate's good. And everything was fine this weekend. But this is what happens when you stand up to the protesters and say, no, you're not taking the statue down. Go do it the legal way. Have the debate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Remember I told you, when you hear COVID death numbers, be very, very careful. Because they're fake. Not all of them. Some of them aren't fake. Some people legitimately died of COVID. Many more did not. They had it, but they didn't die of it. That's because we code COVID like nothing else. We don't code the flu or anything else this way. If you die with COVID in America, even if you checked into the hospital because you were dying of cancer and you caught the COVID in the hospital, guess what? COVID death. Been warning about this since the beginning. And so have others that we have played, like Dr. Scott Jensen. Won Physician of the Year in Michigan, his home state. It was on Laura Ingraham. And he explained this. According to CDC guidelines, if you even suspect somebody had COVID, but you don't really know they did, code it as COVID. And guess what? You get $39,000 if you're a hospital. Here's Dr. Scott Jensen.
Anytime healthcare intersects with dollars, it gets awkward. Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, 3 times as much. Nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact on what we do.
And Dr. Jensen was one of the first to explain what I told you about the COVID coding. It's largely fake. It's not coded the way anything else is. There are separate guidelines for coding COVID that came out in March. He'll explain.
Let's just take influenza. If I have a patient died a month ago, had fever, cough, and died after 3 days, and maybe had been an elderly, fragile individual, and there happened to be an influenza epidemic around our community, I wouldn't put influenza on the death certificate, and I've never been encouraged to do so. I would put probably respiratory arrest would be the top line, and the underlying cause of disease would be pneumonia. And in the contributing factors, I might well put emphysema or congestive heart failure. But I would never put influenza down as the underlying cause of death. And yet that's what we're being asked to do here.
So they're being instructed to code COVID in a way that we've never coded anything else. You're dying of cancer, you catch COVID in the hospital on your way out, you're a COVID death. Cancer goes in part 2. It's the opposite of what we would normally do. and the hospital gets more money for it. So they're coding correctly because the government is instructing them to commit fraud in the coding instructions, and they get the extra dough, win-win, and the COVID numbers soar. By how much? Well, we finally have one county we can look at. We talked about this last week. This reporting was actually done by the local CBS 12 team. You can see the news report on my Facebook page. I have to scroll down a little bit, but you'll read it for yourself. And what they found was just 29% of Palm Beach County deaths were true COVID deaths, pure COVID deaths. The rest? Well, there were people with at least one complicating condition that killed them, and they had COVID. Included in the others, a man 60 years old who died from a gunshot wound to the head, a guy who was 90 who fell and died from complications of a hip fracture, and a 77-year-old woman who died of Parkinson's while having COVID. See how this works? Now, there's bound to be people in the middle who are in the gray area. They had things that were killing them or would have killed them, and they had COVID, which didn't help. What did they die of? Well, normally, we wouldn't be instructed to always say the flu, but with COVID, it's always COVID. They don't tell you that because they want to terrify you. Can you imagine nationally if just 29% are the same way as Palm Beach? Those are pure COVID deaths. The rest are the other kind. Well, this leads me to where we are now. Dr. Robert Redfield, head of the CDC, was finally asked about this. Are hospitals coding it COVID when it really, you know, is something else because of the financial payoff that they want? He admitted there might be some of that going on. This is from his congressional testimony on Friday.
With regards to the sort of perverse incentive for the medical folks to claim that somebody died of COVID versus if it's an automobile accident, for instance, as long as you have COVID in your system, you get to claim it as a COVID death, in which means you get to get more money as the attending physician, hospital, whatever. And he acknowledged that the statistics he's getting from the states are overinflated. We found that the governor of Colorado, who is a Democrat, actually did a research on this and found he had to get rid of 12% of the deaths that were recorded in state. Dr. Redfield, would you like to comment on that a little bit about the perverse incentive? And is there an effort to try and do something different in the way that these deaths are recorded so we actually have better records and better numbers, better data to go with?
Thank you, Congressman. I think you're correct in that we've seen this in other disease processes too, really in the HIV epidemic. Somebody may have a heart attack but also have HIV. The hospital would prefer the DRG for HIV because there's greater reimbursement. So I do think there's some reality to that. I do think, though, when it comes to hospital reimbursement issues for individuals that get discharged, there could be some play in that for sure.
Some? Only 29% of the COVID deaths in Palm Beach County are legit pure COVID deaths. Look, all I'm asking here, stop playing games with the public to terrify them. And by the way, I wasn't the one to say that. CBS said it. The reporterette said, you know, basically, this is ridiculous. Break it out for the public. Break them out. These are pure COVID deaths. This person didn't have any other complicating factors. And these over here are people who had complicating factors. They were on their way out anyway, and they got COVID. Break it out. Put in two categories. But they won't, will they? Doesn't fit the narrative. Need to terrify the public. Can't have real facts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, "Hey Tara, this sudden new talk about eye coverings makes it clear these people are not serious scientists or medical experts." Oh yeah, talking about the eye shields. Can you imagine your doctor 4 months into your treatment for a disease saying, "Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, here's something else you must do to save your life." So says Alan from Spartanburg. Good morning, Alan. Texter writes, "Hey Tara, if Trump wins the election, I bet we start coding the flu this way as well." Maybe. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, we were part of the Back the Blue event Saturday morning. It was a fabulous time to show our love and support of local, county, and state law enforcement. Some of the same officers, including the Greenville City Police Chief, then went across town to enforce the law with Black Lives Matter. What a quite a contrast." Now the texter writes, "Direct democracy, 48 wolves and 2 sheeps, vote on what's to eat for lunch. Great show, keep truckin'." Now the texter writes, "Hey, Tara, we do not live in a democracy." Yes, we do at the local level. And that's what I was referring to. We absolutely live in a democracy. It is 50 plus one. The federal elections are not done democratically. Thank God, or Hillary Clinton would be president. But yes, local elections, it's just however many votes you get. And then it's, you know, 50 plus one when the city council votes or the county commission. Yes. So, but at the federal level, no, we live in a republic. Texter, I say, "Tara, I bet you if protesters had burned Qurans instead of Bibles, the liberals would have been upset." Well, they would have never done that. Texter writes, "Let's go to Portland, burn some Qurans, and see what reaction we get from the mob in Clyburn." Now, the texter simply writes, "Clyburn is a disgrace." Another texter writes, "LOL, as the cops sit by and watch." See, that's the difference with Greenville. They didn't sit by. They stood around the statue, formed a wall of blue, and said, "No, you're not tearing the statue down." The flyers had announced that they planned to tear the statue down, and police were ready for them. And that's exactly how it is, because I'm telling you, if you don't stop them there, they will end up at the mayor's house, they'll end up at the police chief's house, as they did to Carmen Best in Seattle. Did you hear about this? Her neighbors, she's black, she's a police chief. Her neighbors had to pull a pickup across the road and stood their arms guarding the entrance to the road because the protesters had shown up on her front lawn. They were driving in, over 200 of them. They had to protect their police chief. I mean, this is, you've got to stop it with the statues, or they'll get the idea that they are the law. And whatever they say goes, and they get real mad if you don't let them commit the violence. Once you let them get started, all it takes is a statue. You want the statue down? Fine with me. Go through the process. Not an easy process. A lot of debate involved. A lot of convincing the public that your view is the correct one. It might take time, but that's how a democracy works. And by democracy, I mean at the local level. It most certainly is a democracy. Thank God it's not at the federal level. 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. All right, I want to play this again. I'm going to get some complaints, but that's okay. Every once in a while, something's so important that I will do it back-to-back in prime time. I did this in 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to do it again because I want you to hear this. I want you to hear how fake the world you live in is. Anthony Fauci has destroyed the lives of millions of Americans, thousands of business owners whose doors will never open again because he said what? He listed their business in a category that must shut, including gyms, bars, restaurants, retail operations, Major League Baseball, football, on and on and on and on. In fact, in mid-June, Anthony Fauci also said, when asked directly, should the Trump campaign hold a rally? He said, no, it's too dangerous. Too dangerous. Can't have that. I mean, it's just a bad idea. All right, Mr. Fauci. His exact words were, of course not, about the Trump rally. It was too dangerous. So what about these violent protests, Mr. Fauci? And keep in mind, Jim Jordan, as he's questioning him in here, is mentioning all the businesses Fauci specifically said had to shut down. And the reason I'm playing this is because you can see Fauci is a fraud. He is a political actor. He is not a healthcare specialist. That's not how he's been acting. Look at the, listen to the hypocrisy, folks. This is unbelievable.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
Should government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was his response on the Trump campaign rally, whether Trump should hold it? Of course not. Of course not. But he mentioned gyms. They should shut down. So should restaurants, bars. Destroyed thousands of lives without skipping a beat. Come on, Dr. Fauci. Violent protesters, they're out there, man. They're going crazy. Come on, just one time. Tell us it's not safe.
It's a simple question, doctor. Should we limit the protests? Government is obviously limiting people going to church. And look... there's been no violence that I can see at church. I haven't seen people during a church service go out and harm police officers or burn buildings. But we know that. I mean, for 63 days, 9 weeks, it's been happening in Portland.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one night in Chicago, 49 officers were injured. But no limit to protest. But boy, you can't go to church on Sunday.
I don't know how many times I can answer that. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, but I've never
said this is something that directly impacts the spread of the virus, and I'm asking your position on the protest.
Yeah, I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you what it is, the danger. And you can make your own conclusion about that. You should stay away from crowds, no matter where the crowds are.
Government has stopped people from going to work. In fact, just in New Jersey 4 days ago, Ian Smith, Frank Trombetta were arrested for opening up, for trying to operate their business, their gym. They were arrested. But my bet is if these two individuals own this gym were outside just in front of their gym, and all the people who were working out in their gym were outside protesting, they'd been just fine. But because they were in the gym working out, actually running their business, they got arrested. Do you think that's okay?
You know, I'm not going to opine on who gets arrested and who does not. I mean, you get where I'm going. I'm telling you, as a public health official, I say crowds.
Do you see the inconsistency, though, Dr. Fauci?
There's no inconsistency, Congressman.
So you're allowed to protest millions of people on one day in crowds yelling, screaming, but you try to run your business, you get arrested? And if you stood right outside of that same business and protested, you wouldn't get arrested? You don't see an inconsistency there?
I don't understand what you're asking me as a public health official to opine on who should get arrested or not. That's not my position. You could ask
no, you've
it as advocate, much as you
you've
want,
advocated for certain businesses. You've advocated for certain businesses to be shut down. I'm just asking you on your position on the protest. I haven't seen one. We've heard a lot about hair salons. I haven't seen one hairstylist who, between haircuts, goes out and attacks police or sets something on fire. But we've seen all kinds of that stuff during protests, and we know the protests actually increased the spread of the virus. You've said that.
I said crowds. I didn't say specifically. I didn't say protests do anything.
So the protests don't increase the spread of the virus?
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I just want an answer to the question. Do the protests increase the spread of the virus?
I don't have any scientific evidence that anything.
There you go. I don't have any scientific evidence for anything. Finally, he admits it. Too bad he didn't tell us that when he was saying that we should shut down, you know, restaurants and bars and gyms and all those places, the economy. I don't have any science for anything. I know. Pretty obvious.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, what could possibly go wrong? The vaccine for COVID being touted as the solution, probably maybe. Not a total solution. Anthony Fauci said he'd be happy if it was 70% effective. Two problems. Poll last week. 55% of Americans saying, no, I'm not getting that right away. Nope, not in any hurry to get that. Why? Remember why they didn't want to get it? Good reason. They don't trust the government. Would you? Now red flags, new red flags, flying right here. Whoa, 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 wait. Big Pharma will be exempt from COVID-19 vaccine liability claims? The media is arguing like, man, who gets to get it first? I don't know. Let black people get it. It'll be racial justice. No, let old people get it. They may have to pay people to get it at this point. Where it looks like we're headed toward. Senior executive from AstraZeneca, Britain's second largest drug maker, told Reuters his company was just granted protection from all legal action if the company's vaccine led to damaging side effects. Wow. This is because key parts of the clinical trials are being skipped, as Big Pharma will not be held accountable for adverse side effects for administering the experimental drugs. You want to get in line first? Dude, text me after. Let me know how it goes. I'm perfectly happy to get one of these. After about 40 million of you go first. And there's no way in heck my kids are getting them. Now, I'll let 40 million of you go first. We'll see how it goes. And then maybe I'll step up. Come on, there's got to be some cattle out there. Listen to this. This is real confidence inspiring. This is a Rud Dauber, a top executive at AstraZeneca, quote, "This is a unique situation where we as a company simply cannot take the risk if in 4 years the vaccine is showing side effects." Wow, that's, like I said, confidence inspiring. This makes you want to stick your arm right out, huh? You know what the problem of this is going to be? You go through the test line at Prisma, and they ask you, are you surgery or for work? And the reason they're asking that is they're requiring you to get the COVID test to go, you know, enter the hospital for surgery, even if it's just, you know, cosmetic surgery. But the only other, the other main reason people are getting it is because they have to present it at work to be allowed back in, right? Especially if somebody, you know, tests positive in the work. Now everybody's got to go get tested. We had that here. Wait till these employers start saying, hey, you got to get the vaccine to come back. Wait till they start saying you got to have the vaccine to go to school. Then what? AstraZeneca, you can't even sue them because they're afraid they had to have the protection to go forward because they're skipping key parts of the clinical trials. Would you get a vaccine under those conditions?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.